To start us out tonight, I was asked to read Psalm 86. Psalm 86. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am a godly man. O you, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you I cry all day long. Make glad the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and give heed to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. For your loving kindness toward me is great, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, arrogant men have risen up against me, and a band of violent men have sought my life, and they have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and be gracious to me. O grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your handmaid. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Start this evening with number 779. We'll sing this song through twice.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Next song is number 808, Abide With Me.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, so abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's faint shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.
After this next song, Brother Steve Phillips will come and lead us in prayer.
Teach me, Lord, to wait right down on my knees, till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight, recognizing you as our God and our Creator, a God that lives above the universe, in this universe and beyond this universe, God more powerful than our minds can even imagine. Forgive us when we try to use our limited human knowledge to explain our existence. Forgive us when we rely on man for answers regarding your creation. We thank you for the knowledge that even though you are an all-powerful God and a Lord of all that is, you know the wants, the needs, and the hurts and sorrows of every single person in this auditorium tonight. And we're thankful for the Bible and how it gives us your will and gives us the answers we need as we pass through this life. Tonight, we thank you for this avenue of prayer that allows us to communicate with you and let us express our desires to you. And so often, we neglect this gift of prayer. And I pray we'll each commit to improving our prayer life as it strengthens our relationship with you. Tonight we will be expressing our desires to you through this avenue of prayer. We thank you for hearing our prayers, and we pray these prayers through Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to read from John chapter 17. John 17, starting in verse 1. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. And now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them. And they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me. For they are yours, and all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them. And not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not yet known you, yet I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them and will make it known, so that the love which you loved me may be in them and I in them.
Number 83.
God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. So good to me.
The Lord's Supper has been left prepared for those who were not able to take of it this morning. I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is sitting at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Tonight, as we focus on prayer, let us remember it's the love of God that allows that to be possible, that allows us to come to him and make intercession, and that Jesus, because of the sacrifice he made, he in his resurrection, he is sitting at the right hand of God and making intercession for us as well. So let's remember his sacrifice, and let's go to God in prayer. To God, we come to you. We thank you for this day you bless us with, the opportunity to come here to pray to you as a congregation, to lift up the things that are on our mind. And right now we consider the sacrifice of Jesus, that he was willing to come down here to this earth, become a man, and to live a perfect life and die for the sins of the whole world. We pray that we will be worthy of that sacrifice and that we will always remember it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please raise your hands as we come down. We'll serve you. Was anyone overlooked? Let's give thanks for the cup. Dear God, we come to you again, thanking you for the sacrifice of Christ, for his willingness to go to that cross, to shed his blood that gives us remission of sins if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We pray that we will do just that, that we may have a home in heaven someday with you. We pray in his name. Amen. As a matter of convenience, we'll now take this time. If you did not have a chance to contribute this morning to the work of the church, you can do that at this time. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you once more, thanking you for the many material blessings we have, for the houses we live in, for the cars we drive, the jobs we have, and our families and our friends. We thank you for all of them, and we know that they all come from you. And we thank you most of all at this time for Jesus and for his sacrifice. And we pray that the funds that are gathered today will go to spread your kingdom here and throughout the world. We pray in his name.
Our next reading will come from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 5 through 18. Matthew chapter 6, 5 through 18. And when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and to pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have the reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. And whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face, as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance in order to be seen fasting by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you.
Number 742, Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings,
Name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Number 781, Thank You, Lord.
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you've promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are. Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you.
Let's go to God together in prayer. Holy God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day you blessed us with. Well, thank you for the opportunity we've had to assemble together as Christians to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we're grateful for you being our creator, for you speaking this world into existence and giving us our very own lives. Father, it is through you that we've been blessed each and every day with another opportunity to serve you. Father, we pray that as Christians we would learn to rely upon you more, that we understand that we are your creation. We are your handiwork, Father, that you have created us to do good works. Father, help us to rely upon you, to gain strength and trust through you and in your word and through your Son. Father, we understand that the greatest truth you've ever given us came from your Son. And when he came into this world, Father, and he walked among men and he lived among us, Father, we pray that the words that he spoke and the words that he said, we will rely upon. We will not only rely upon, but we live it out each and every day as a part of our lives. We pray that we open our Bibles and your word each and every day, Father, and that we would fully trust and come to know you and come to know our duty as Christians. Help us not only to rely upon you when the storms of life approach, but help us to gain confidence each and every day in understanding the true love that you've given us through your Son, Jesus. Help us to gain confidence in diligently studying your word. Help us to gain confidence in knowing that we have a home with you when this life is over. Father, we recognize we live in a world that has become selfish at times. And Father, that they look upon themselves as being able to do anything and everything they can do, only to see ourselves fail from time to time because we haven't fully trusted in you. Help us to understand, Father, that we cannot be your sons and your daughters without putting you first in our lives, without fully trusting and placing our confidence in you than all that we do. Help us to understand that every good thing comes from you, Father, but it only comes if we obey your word and we seek righteousness and we walk on that pathway to heaven, Father, and we lead others to Christ. Help us to be out in our community daily to teaching your word. Help us to not only teach your word, but show by the lives that we live that we are your children and that we love you and we stand for you in all that we do. We ask your blessing to continue upon us as the songs we just sang. We have been truly blessed over and over by you, and we know those blessings will continue if we live by you and we walk by you. Father, thank you so much for the congregation we have here, for the leadership our eldership provides as they oversee the flock here at Del Rado. Help us to fully trust you and to rely upon you in every decision and action that we do in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
The next reading will come from Acts chapter 4. To set the context, this is Peter and John after they heal the lame man and are arrested, and they have just been released. And the Bible reads, "When they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord and said, 'O Lord, it is you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence, while you extend your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up, stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey.
For through the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foe. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted the skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust the God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within his hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is a God, the great I am. Our God, whose son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that he from men might set men free and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. There is a God, the great I am.
Amen. And amen. Let us bow. Holy Father, we are before you now, acknowledging you as the God who is alive, who is in this world, in this church, in our hearts. The God of all the faithful, the God of this assembly. Thank you for the living word you have entrusted in our hands. May we soberly address the commission we have received to pass your eternal truth on to those of our time. Thank you, O Father, that you have been mindful of us on our journey, that you have not left us alone in our trials, and you have not dealt with us according to our transgressions. Indeed, as far as the east is from the west, you have removed our iniquities and washed us in the blood of your Son. We are reminded of the examples of those great giants of faith through the ages who have stood for the truth, those who have endured trials that we can only imagine, those prophets of old and our brothers Paul and all the apostles and all who met the tyrant's sword and the awful lashes and the dark imprisonments of godless men, those who were sown asunder and wandered in deserts and mountains and holes in the ground for the sake of the truth. The world was not worthy of them, and we are not even a pale shadow of their example. But we pray, O God, that we shall have the spirit and determination to stand for your truth in our age, and not only seek opportunities, but to make opportunities to teach those everywhere around us who are lost in sin. We plead guilty, O Father, of having to look back in remorse at the shameful failures of the past when we think of those we might have won, but through our lack of concern, we kept a silent tongue and turned away with an uncaring eye and a deaf ear. Too often we know we have walked in our own selfish ways with lights too dim to shine. We know, O God, the past is gone and etched in stone, and not all of our tears and piety can cancel half a line. But forgive us, O God, when we were too busy, too timid, or too blind to stand and speak for your truth. Give us a resolve to redeem the time by doing your work today. We know we live in a world of darkness lost to sin down through the ages and those that are held in bondage by Satan. But we are sure that there are souls in this world and in our community who believe the truth, and we know that angels have not been charged with teaching them the gospel, but that has been left to your saints, to us, the Christians of this age. And we pray that those thirsty seekers, through your providence, may be brought in contact with a soldier of the cross in this city and in this church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness, the English Standard Version uses that word, other translations use the word gentleness, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Number 587. Sing and be happy. 587. Sing the first and last stanzas of this song.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friends, trust in his promises grand. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal, trust him. Who leads you, he will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. We hope and trust him each day, we shall have pleasures untold. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust him who leads you, he will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Our next song, number 797. Lord, we come before thee now. 797. We'll sing the first and last stanzas of this song.
Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not us suit disdain. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Grant that all may seek and find thee, God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in thee.
As we went out into our community, we went into the Forest Hills neighborhood, and we took a group of 20-plus people with us on this Sunday, last Sunday. And what our goal was to do was to talk to these individuals. And my approach, when I went to the door, me and Tanner together, what we said was, you know, we don't need anything, we don't want anything, we just want you to know who we are. We're part of the Dalreda Church of Christ right up the road, and we want you to know that we would love to have you to be a part of us. We want to get to know our community. We want to be a part of your life. And that opened the door for several of us to be able to have some conversations. That opened the door for us to pray with these individuals, and we did that. And we told them that we were going to bring these requests back, and as a church, we were going to pray together for them. And it's a privilege. It's my privilege to be able to do that for all of these people. You'll see as we go through this list, their prayer requests aren't any different than ours. We want the same things. We need the same things. And we are very attuned to what they need because they're the same things that we want. The Smith family, they just simply asked for prayers for their family. Tara Moore, she asked for our community, her neighborhood, our nation, and our surroundings to be prayed for. Bobby wanted his friend John, who had had a stroke Sunday morning, he wanted him to be prayed for. Miss Dillard, she was having some hardships in her life, and she wanted prayers. Maya needs a job and a place to call home. Latasha White, she's recently divorced. She's going through a financial difficulty. And her sister, Gloria McMillan, is going through some medical issues. She had herself and her sister on her mind, and she wanted those prayers. Selena Burnell, to pray for her husband, Tony, and kids and their family to serve the Lord soon in any way that they can. Patrick O'Connor, Patrick requested prayers for his grandmama, Joyce Messick. She's having several health problems, and he wanted her to be prayed for. Tanya Jones and one of her children was recently involved in a car accident. She asked that we pray for her to be restored to health and to keep them safe from other danger. Officer Cook asked that we remember all the officers in this area in our prayers. Minister Towns asked that his three grown children would start living right, and so he wanted them to be prayed for, that their hearts would turn to God. John Jones and his family wanted just simply his prayers for his family. Jessica Arrington and several other people didn't give specific requests, but just say, pray for us. Jeff Stone wanted general prayers for his family and to pray for our country. Others had this same request. Malik, we prayed for his family that God may bless them as they search to find God. Steve, he didn't want anything specific, but to pray that he can find the truth and be open to understanding God's plan and God's purpose. Kendra and her son Noah wanted peace and understanding. Sandra Jones, prayer for health conditions and a firmer belief in the Bible and salvation. Jerry Stevens wanted prayer for safe travels as their family was going to Kansas. Dolores Daniels has some severe health issues, and she wanted to be prayed for. Katrina, who is a nurse, she's been a nurse at Jackson Hospital for 25 years. She said to pray for safety for her children, and as they live here in Montgomery, and they're faced with so much evil. She said to us that they feel scared to go out into their neighborhood at night just to walk. And she wanted prayers that things would be different. And Quetta and Kalita, they wanted prayers for their family that God will protect them and help them as they work hard to provide a better life for their family. Yovanka and her husband, they have a little girl, Stella. And they were trying to have another child, and they were having some difficulties. And they wanted prayers for that. Mark Vanderwall, Vanderholden, who is here with us tonight, he wanted Mr. Gerald Morris to be prayed for because he's in the Selma Hospital with pneumonia. And he's been there for 8 days so far, and he's having a very difficult time. There were other prayer requests for different types of things like anxiety and depression and all the different things that we face in our lives. And so it's our privilege and it's our duty to go to God in prayer for these people. And let's do that together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you hear our prayer. God, we thank you that we have this avenue to come before you to make our wants, our wishes, our desires, our pleas, our beggings to be fulfilled by you. God, we first of all give you praise and honor and glory for who you are. We realize that you created us, you created this world, and you created it to be good. God, we pray that we will do what it is our duty to do and to be about your business. God, we pray for our community. We pray for every individual that's on this list. We pray for our community that surrounds Dalreda. We pray that you will remove evil from it, that you will fill it with good things, that you will fill men's hearts with good, and that we will, and that they will be open to finding your truth, which is found in the Bible, your word. God, we pray for all these particular individuals who were truly seeking you, that wanted to open your word and to find out what it says so that they can be more faithful. We pray for all these individuals that had health issues. We pray for these individuals that were just scared. It shouldn't be that way, that we have to be worried about the things that go on in our city. And God, we pray for our city that it will be a better place, that you will permeate it through us, because that's how it's going to happen. It's going to be through us. God, you've charged us with this duty to love our fellow man and to be about your business. Help us to have the courage. Help us to have the resolve that it takes to not only do this prayer request one time. Help us to have the resolve that we will follow back up with these individuals. Let them know that we prayed for them. Let them know that we care about them. Let them know that we hurt when they hurt, and we want to help them through it. God, thank you for this time that we've had to be together to pray to you, to sing these songs of praise to you. God, you are a good God. You are so good to us in so many ways, and God, we don't deserve those things. We don't deserve them, but you continue to shower blessings upon us. Help us always to be humble and realize that because we're blessed with so much, you will require so much of us. Help us to remember that as we strive to do your will. God, thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the hope that we have because of his sacrifice. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Tonight we've had the opportunity to read passages, to read God's word that speaks about prayer. We've sang about it. We've even prayed about our prayer life and our relationship with God. And I have one question to ask you. Did God hear you tonight? Neither life nor death can separate us from God, but our sins can. If we don't have Jesus, if we don't have God in our life, we have nothing. If you need anything, we're here for you tonight as you come, as we stand, as we sing.
My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know I know how I
to be alive to you and dead to me. What can be done to an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. Please wash me anew in the wine of your blood.
Holy Father in heaven, we thank you for today and for the many blessings we enjoy from thee, for the privilege we've had together here to worship today. Father, continue to bless us and forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.